today's gospel, we're giving another glimpse into the mission of Jesus. See, he was always with the people. His heart always desired to be with the people, to minister to them, to meet their needs, to be the miracle worker. He healed the lame, he cast out demons, he raised the dead. And as his ministry was growing and as his message was getting out to the outskirts of Palestine, more and more people were coming to see him. In today's gospel, there was 5,000 men, so there was probably over 10,000 because they didn't count women and children in those days, just men. 5,000 men were at this particular gathering. So there's a lot of people there desiring to see Jesus, to touch him, to hear his words of inspiration, of hope, of salvation, of purpose for their life. And that's no different for us 2,000 years later. We still come to this table every week to seek Christ, to minister to our woundedness, to love us for where we're at in our journey, to encourage us when we have difficult moments, and to walk with us through the week. We come to this table for that nourishment, for that strength, for that peace that we all are longing for. And they were no different 2,000 years ago. You see, it was a long day. They had been there all day. The apostles were tired. So the apostles thought, let's have them all go, because we're out in the countryside, to find a place to sleep and eat. Because apostles knew there was only 5 loaves and 2 fish. So they were thinking of themselves. I want to make sure I have something to eat. I don't want us to share this meal with anyone else, because I'm tired like they are, and I'm hungry like this crowd is. But Jesus takes those 5 loaves and those 2 fish, and he has the people gather in groups of 50, and he breaks it and shares with them. And he's sharing with the people, but also the apostles, the gift of his magnitude of generosity. You see, Jesus knew the hearts of those people and knew their needs. And what does he do? He oversees their expectation. There's so much food, they have 12 baskets of food left over. One for each apostle to show them of the gratitude, of the magnitude of God's love, to outpour his love and his gifts to each of us, his blessings. He wants to give us more, more than we can eat, more than we can desire in this world. Will we receive it? You see, they were close to Jesus when he broke the bread, but he's even closer to us when we come to this table every Sunday. He comes to us not in a symbol of the Eucharist like some churches believe, not in a presence that comes and goes like some believe, but he stays present in the Eucharist, his precious body and blood. You see, when we eat normal food, what does it come? It becomes part of us, doesn't it? But when we come to this Eucharistic table and receive Jesus Christ, we become like him. He transforms our lives and helps us to grow in holiness, to help to become more like him. We become the food. We become Christ. We become his workers that our world and our families and our society needs so desperately today. We're all called to be Christ for others, first in our homes, then in our workplaces, in our schools, and then with all we encounter during the week. You see, the powers of Jesus Christ, the power of his words, have greatness, don't they? He called to the sea to be quiet, and it was quiet. He called for Lazarus to rise, and he rose. He called for the lame to walk, and his words called for anyone who had a demon in them to be expelled. And it's the same thing at this table. His words have power to transform ordinary bread and wine to his body and blood, which we come to nourish our bodies and souls with. And sadly, they say about 50% of Catholics don't believe in the real presence in the Eucharist. What I'm saying, if you're one of those, when you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, pray, Jesus, help my unbelief to believe. Spend some time in Eucharistic adoration on Tuesdays here. Spend some quiet time here in the church. You see, Jesus desires for us to experience his fullness, his grace, that he desires to bring to us at this table each week, that it can transform our lives, because he desires for us to be the Christ for the rest of the world. He comes to us every week and every Mass because he knows we need him. We need him, and we cannot become who he desires us to become. We cannot fulfill the greatness that he has for each of us if he's not a part of our personal journey each day. He desires to do greatness with us and through us, but we can't do it on our own. That's why he comes in real presence, which we experience every day we come to Holy Mass. I also want to speak briefly to our fathers. You're the backbone of our families. Oftentimes, you do great sacrifice for your family that goes unnoticed because you love your wife, you love your children, and it is noticed and it is appreciated. We appreciate you in all the small little ways you minister to your family and to our community at large. And we just want to honor you today for that. Honor you for the greatness, for who you are. They say about 80% of children whose fathers attend weekly Mass or services, they stay in the faith. 80%. The children go off to college, they go off and live their lives. If their fathers routinely went every week to Mass with them, about 80% will stay in the faith. So it shows the strength of the role model of the father in the family and his importance. So remember that. Remember the witness you have to not just your children and family, but to those around you. It is important and it's necessary. That we need to stay close to the Lord, and the Lord desires for the father to be the spiritual father in the house, to guide his wife and his children to salvation and eternal life with him in heaven. And I just want to share one little thing about my own father. I was in second or third grade, and the neighborhood boys and I went over here to Temple. If those of you who grew up here know that there was a Temple at their Northbrook Mall, and we stole something, and it must have been a toy, because I only got toys at Christmas or my birthday. So imagine I had a new toy in the house, and I don't have any money as a second grader. So they know it didn't. Where would it come from? So anyway, I stole the toy. And my dad made an appointment for me to come over on a Saturday morning to meet with Father Cook. So I went to confession with Father Cook. And that memory has stuck with me my whole life. You know, I can't tell you what I stole, but I can tell you I came to confession on a Saturday morning to Father Cook that my dad brought me over in the car. That made it a big impression on my life. And you fathers, your decisions and how you raise your kids make big impressions. Even the little things you do make big, lasting impressions. So that's why it's so important to stay close to the sacraments, to stay close to our Lord in the Eucharist, because those little things you do make lasting impressions. So we thank you, fathers, for the gift of life, the gift of your dedication, the gift of your sacrifice. God bless you today, but not only today, but always.